Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA. Franco, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I wanted to talk about this news that we announced on Friday that Aquafil has purchased Planet Recycling, a collector sorter that's based in Phoenix with three locations. We'll get to that in just a minute. Most people know Aquafil, major Italian-based producer of nylon 6 fiber for multiple applications. You're a major supplier of nylon 6 for the carpet industry. You have a presence in seven countries. You're in Italy, Scotland, Croatia, USA, Thailand, and China. Tell us how business is.
Well, business has been challenging in general just because of the COVID emergency that we have been living with in the past 9 months. Our automotive business has been down completely for a couple of months, but then recovered completely in the last 4 or 5 months. The commercial business, as you can imagine, had suffered the most because corporate office and retail and education and public transportation are definitely sectors of the economy which are really suffering a lot. Residential, as we all know, has been pretty good, came back to normal or maybe even more than normal. But Aquafil exposure worldwide to residential is limited.
Right.
We have a good bit of residential business, especially in the Far East, in Asia Pacific, mm-hmm. and that part of the world is doing very good for us. Altogether, our financial report has just been published, and they show approximately a 20% decline in sales compared to last year. Mm-hmm. And we expect this to continue for the remaining of 2020. We are doing okay, not great. All the measures that we have taken in order to right-size our operation has paid off, and so we're fine. I mean, we're stable, we're profitable, very stable.
No, well, a little bit more about your company than some companies, because you hosted me, you invited me, and I traveled, and I went to Croatia and actually saw your nylon 6 depolymerization plant. It's been one of the differentiators for you because you have a brand called Econeal, and you're able to convert used nylon carpet and fishnets into nylon fiber that has equal physical properties than the virgin, and it's recycled, and it goes into all kinds of things. Actually, it's not just in carpet. It's also in apparel.
It goes in a multitude of application, and we decided to move more decisively toward carpet, which is a great complement to our circular economy story, so carpet going back to carpet in infinite times. So we have made significant investment on the West Coast, as I'm sure you know, in Phoenix and in the vicinity of Sacramento. Aquafil carpet recycling operations, where we can deconstruct carpet and separate the nylon face fiber from the polypropylene backing and from the calcium carbonate and other fillers. And so we faced some sort of difficulties in sourcing all the carpet that we needed. Mm-hmm. And at one point we decided we wanted to be more involved in the carpet collection and try to find new creative ways of collecting used carpet, obviously. And so we felt we needed established company in that marketplace. And so we found that Planet Recycling and the Paolo Poli family was a very good fit.
Yeah, let me introduce that thought, because Aquafil has a grand scheme. At one time, I mentioned Slovenia, that's where you do your depolymerization. You have a grand scheme, if things work out, to actually do that in this country. But first, you've got to create a base of used post-consumer fiber. And fortunately, Planet Recycling is lined up with you almost hand in glove, because you have built these Aquafil recycling centers. In Phoenix, you built one, and you've also been opening one outside of Sacramento, and it just so happens Planet Recycling has locations, two of their three locations are near those operations. So you've acquired them. It's not only hand in glove for what they do and how it fits you, but it's also, I mean, the company's privately held. It's the guy who started it's Italian, so it's a marriage almost culturally as well. This is the big news, right?
It is a big deal, and yes, I mean, you just described some of the reason why we thought that Planet Recycling was a good fit. They are based in Phoenix. They have been collecting carpet and recycling carpet for more than 20 years in the Phoenix, Arizona area. It's a region which has no incentives, so it's not California. But even in that unsubsidized environment, they have been able to run a business and being profitable, just offering a number of other services all gear to collect money and pay for the carpet collection and carpet sorting and distribution. I thought it was a very good model, how you could build a company with limited help from the state or from the public. Still, it's very hard for anybody in carpet recycling to build a solid business model without subsidy, carpet collection and carpet recycling, especially now, which we are confronted with the cost of raw materials, the nylon, virgin, or the other plastic material is on the cheap side. So once you are confronted with that, it's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to carry on a valuable and strong business without incentive. So the choice of Phoenix is definitely being driven by the vicinity with California and by the legislation in California, which encourage and subsidize carpet collection and carpet recycling.
Mm-hmm. I want to mention that the second generation of that family, Rachel Palapoli, is going to come on board with Aquafil and work with you, so she becomes an employee, right?
Absolutely. I mean, she will remain on board with a business.
Yeah.
The company will not be called Planet anymore.
Yeah.
Planet Recycling today has two divisions. One, which is a traditional roll-off business, and that would keep the name Planet, but Aquafil is not acquiring that.
Yeah.
So that we have just formed a new co to carry on the carpet recycling business of Planet. Rachel Palapoli will be the leader of that business, both in Arizona and in California. As I mentioned before, we would like to expand our ability to collect carpet.
Right.
Of course, we would like to keep the good that they have built and try to expand, especially in California. There's no reason to expand in Arizona. They're already collecting more than anybody can use. But California, even if with all recent effort made by CARE, still only collect probably 25% of what is totally discarded.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still 75% in California, which goes straight to the landfill.
Right.
So there's an enormous possibility to improve that situation and collect carpet, which is today not even touched by collectors or by sorters.
Yeah, this is good news. We're about to run out of time. I just want to end with this quote from Julio, the CEO of the company. I think it's interesting. If all carpets were made of nylon 6, we could recycle them all efficiently and with minimal cost. So it is the fiber that is easiest recycled and has a great green story. So that's part of what you hang your hat on with your EcoNeil brand, and this is big news. Again, I've been talking to Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA, about the acquisition of Planet Recycling, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.